WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. An eagerly awaited report will be presented in the coming days on Charlottesville's handling of recent rallies and violence by white supremacists there. As the man who organized one of those rallies files an application for another rally next summer. And we have a look at the latest frontier in political campaigns, texting to your smartphone. This is the WMRA Daily for Thursday, November 30th.
Support for the WMRA Daily comes from Blue Ridge Community College. When you earn a two-year associate degree, transferring to a four-year college is possible through their guaranteed transfer agreement programs. More information at brcc.edu.
Former U.S. Attorney Tim Hafey will present his report on Charlottesville's handling of recent white supremacist events there to the City Council Monday evening, to be followed by a public hearing on the report. Within 3 weeks of the Unite the Right rally on August 12th, the city announced that it had hired Hafey and the law firm for which he works, Hunton and Williams, to investigate the city's response to the event, the July 8th Ku Klux Klan rally, and a nighttime torchlit rally held in May. In an email yesterday, Hafey said the report is done and will be made public before Monday. Also, the man who organized the white supremacist rally that ended in deadly violence on August 12th is seeking a permit for a similar event next summer. Jason Kessler published an image of an application on his website showing that he applied Monday for a rally in Emancipation Park next August 12th. The application to the city indicates Kessler expects 400 people to participate. Emancipation Park was formerly named for Confederate General Robert E. Lee. Virginia Democrats have filed recount requests in two House of Delegates districts, and the challenges could determine partisan control of the chamber following elections that sharply reduced the GOP majority in the House. Democrats announced Wednesday they have asked for recounts in districts where Republicans hold razor-thin leads. One is in Northern Virginia. The other is in Newport News. The GOP currently holds a 51-49 House majority in next year's session. Besides the two recount requests filed in court Wednesday, Democrats have filed a federal lawsuit over a close race in the Fredericksburg area, where election officials say several dozen voters were given the wrong ballots. That race could also head to a recount. The recount results are expected to be completed next month. Did you get some text from a political campaign during this year's election? Political campaigns are moving from the television to your smartphone as candidates try to use new technology to reach voters. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope has this report about how texting has become the next frontier for elections.
In the last 4 days leading up to the election, the Democratic Coordinated Campaign sent 1.4 million text messages. Brad Komar was campaign manager for Governor-elect Ralph Northam.
What you need in a good get-out-the-vote tool or tactic is engagement. It's not passive, it's active. You need to have a conversation with people. You need to engage them so that they care enough to go and vote on election day. Well, the beautiful thing about texting is it's not mass, it's individualized.
And it's not just candidates who are texting voters. It's groups like the Liberal Women of Chesterfield. Quentin Kidd at Christopher Newport University says this group used text messaging to help turn a reliably red county blue for the first time since 1961.
These kinds of informal political groups used social media and informal ways of communicating to get out the vote, and text messaging was a big part of that.
So the next time you receive a text message from an unknown number, take a minute to consider you may be looking at the campaign of the future. I'm Michael Pope.
Finally, a new campaign is about to get underway in Virginia schools to promote safe driving by teens during the holiday season. It's called Steer Into the New Year, Drive Responsibly, and it's an effort to reduce teen fatalities during what has become a high-risk period for young drivers. Last year in Virginia, drivers aged 15 to 20 were involved in 16 fatal crashes during December, a sharp increase over December 2015 when 6 teen driver-involved fatal crashes occurred. The new campaign will focus on peer-to-peer influence. Students at participating high schools will be asked to sign an online safe driving pledge and share the pledge with classmates, friends, and loved ones they want to keep safe during the holidays. The campaign is sponsored by Youth of Virginia Speak Out and by the Virginia State Police. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening and enjoy your Thursday.